This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats hate that President Trump got well so quickly from Wu Flu. I'm chuckling because theoretically that should make you happy, right? Leader of the free world. If President Obama were sick at some point and he got better, I would be happy for him. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I don't have to like his politics, but I don't want the dude dead. But Democrats want you dead. And when I say that, I'm not saying it like to try to, woo, you know, make you all scared on the show. I'm telling you, they want you dead. Ask Scalise. They want you dead. Ask people that wear Trump hats, that get dragged out of their cars and beaten. You know, like what happened to the guy in, what was it, Portland or Seattle? Dude just followed him, targeted him, and shot him in the head. They want you dead. I don't know of a single conservative. I've been doing this now for 11 plus years. And I've been alive a lot longer. And I don't know of a single conservative who is so dogmatic, idiomatic, it was ideological, about idiomatic, was what I was going to say. Ideological about what we think that we would go want to kill somebody. I don't know anybody like that. I'm glad to be on the side of righteousness. That's why they call it righteousness, because it's part of the right. There's no leftishness. These people want you dead. There's a woman here in Arizona. Her sister's on the school board. Radical, radical, ethnocentric, black racist. Everything black, 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 black. Well, in their case, African-American, African-American, African-American. You know what I'm saying. And she tweeted, the sister, who's an attorney, an immigration attorney, dealing with Indian affairs. Black chick that deals with Indian affairs. Now, ain't that some cultural appropriation? But she tweeted that she hoped Trump dies. Wow. Works for the government of Arizona, I mean, as an attorney, and she wants the president dead. Do you know? Look, I didn't do a survey. But I know there were a lot of leftists that when Trump got Wu Flu, yeah, you see what it's like. Yeah, well, you're right. He did see what it was like. You know what? What, a couple days? It wasn't. It was like a bad head cold. It was like having a bad meal. Like, oh, geez, that indigestion. Ugh, God, that was terrible. Oh, but I'm still your president. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to, folks. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Wow. This dude was not sick long enough to even claim it as sick. How many sick days does a president get? Because he's been doing this 4 years. I don't think he's taking a sick day. Oh, he golfs. It's terrible that he golfs. Somebody said he ought to golf. He ought to go out and golf today just to make him mad. Wow. Now the president knows the science of all of this stuff. He's lived it. Forget Dr. Fauci. Forget Dr. Birx and whomever else. The president can say, look, I got first-hand knowledge of this thing. Now, Joe Biden doesn't. I told you guys the other day, if Joe Biden got the Wu Flu, he'd be sleeping with the fishes. He'd be gone. We'd be singing old Negro spirituals for Joe. You ain't black. No, you ain't. You know the thing. Black. Oh, man, not bragging, but I predicted this, folks. I told you. I said Donald Trump ain't going to let no Chinese disease whoop him. Are you kidding? You better bring a disease from the Vikings or something, because Donald Trump ain't going to let no Chinese disease whoop him. Yeah. Uh-uh. They have to bring something different. It would have to be an African disease or something. Something we've never heard of. Oh, it's a strain of the common cold. That's going to beat Donald Trump. Donald Trump could be 99 years old and he would have beat this. You kidding me, man? Some were going, does he really have it? This is what the left, they're like, he didn't really have it. It was fake. No, he didn't really have it and get healed. What? Now you got, see, that's the left. They want to have their cake and they want to eat it too.
I didn't have it. He wasn't really sick. All he had was some food poisoning or whatever.
Do you know how many people got sick in the Trump, around the Trump people, the satellite? I told you guys the other day that there's a rumor that the lefties planted this, that they put, have you seen Jack Ryan on Amazon? When they wanted to get the president, they infected these people with the disease. And the president's one of his best friends. And then when they rescued the guy, he's seen with the president. So that guy was the carrier of whatever the dreaded disease was, of COVID-19. Yeah. Now, it wasn't the Wu flu. It was some Middle Eastern version of something. Maybe it wasn't. It wasn't anthrax. But it was something that could kill the president. And don't be surprised if these guys put a plant. You know, when I say a plant, I don't mean a physical plant. I'm talking about a stooge, a rube. They put the FedEx driver, made him a carrier, try to get the president offed. Here's a sad thing about that. You know, I say it in jest, but I don't put it beyond Pelosi and team and many others who want to see this man gone. Donald Trump has been a one-man wrecking crew. He's been a wrecking ball and cranes and everything else and explosive devices to bring down the building that is Washington, D.C. And he did it with ease. With ease. I want you to think how easily Donald Trump could have run this government, could have run this country, if he had any commitment and cooperation from the left. But instead, they fight him, and they wish for his death. Don't believe me. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me for telling you. All you got to do is go on your Twitter feed. Look at when Donald Trump made the announcement. He and the first lady had the old Wu flu. And you know what happened? Go look at the thread. I hope you die. You deserve to die. Whatever. Now, keep in mind, so I want you to feel good about this, people. Conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.com. There were so many people who really understood the gravity of losing Trump. The Democrats don't realize it. They actually empowered people to go, we can't do without this guy. We hadn't thought about it because the dude is so vibrant. He's not Joe Biden hiding in a basement looking all, what's my wife's name? Joe? Is it Joe? Somebody go get Joe for me, please. Yeah, it was not like that. Donald Trump knows who his trophy wife is. Melania. You know, so people started understanding, whoa, we could lose the best thing that's happened to this country in a long time. And you panicked. And now you're questioning if he can win. Oh my gosh, when they come back, I gotta talk about this. Y'all, please. Oh, ye of little faith. I don't know what I have to do to earn your faith.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Donald Trump got better. Joe Biden would have died. That's the narrative, because Biden doesn't have the woo flu. Yeah, doesn't have the woo flu. Won't get. They say he's getting tested every day, but there are others saying he doesn't want to get tested. He doesn't want to know if he's got it, because he knows that's a terminal. You know, that's like saying you got pancreatic cancer stage 4, Joe. You're out of here. I'm shocked that Biden's even still able to perform past 10 a.m. I think he's calling his day at 10 a.m. in the morning. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're talking to. Who you're listening to. I'm talking. I'm the one talking. Yeah. Pay attention. Anyway, I predicted that Donald Trump would leave. I predicted he would leave. That's live for English. I was doing that in Spanish. I predicted that the Wu flu was nothing, man. It was nada. It was no big deal. I told you this. But man, you didn't believe me. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I got to ask a question. Did I predict that Trump would make the Wu flu his? Well, you know the thing. I said it. I said Trump would treat the Wu flu like a little old girl.
Like, he would treat the WooFoo like a 15-year-old runaway, and he was waiting at the bus station. You get what I'm saying? Donald Trump was going to beat the WooFoo. I have predicted the future multiple times on this program, and my listeners, I know you love me, and I love you back, but you are not being as confident about. I've instilled confidence in you. I gave you titanium backbones, and many of you are still coming, Kevin, I don't know, man. I'm not sure. I hope the president survived. I told you he was going to survive. I told you not only would he survive, he would thrive. And he would make this thing into such, he would do this in such a way that people would go, whoa, they marvel about it. And now it's a talk of conspiracy. Donald Trump, he really wasn't sick. When in fact, the other side of the conspiracy is you suckers got him sick. You did this. How do you think Kellyanne and all these other people that were, what's her name? The woman, Hope Hicks, all his staff. You better check the caterers. You better check the White House staff. Some Russian has got dirt on the White House staff, and they have given the Chinese Wu flu to the president and his team. I think there needs to be an investigation. I say it half jokingly because I'm serious. Anyway, I predicted it. But I also predicted that Donald Trump would win the election in 2016. And I predicted that he would win it again in 2020. And oh, ye of little faith, you naysayers, I wish each of you had to put $100 up and say, now, Kev, I'm going to put this $100 aside. If you had any negative thoughts, and I have assuaged them, I have mitigated your whatever, you being a pansy. If I've mitigated that in any way, you got to put $100 aside. And when Trump wins in 2020, you got to send it to me. By the way, a gentleman from North Carolina, I don't have his name in front of me, but he sent me a check the other day for $125. And I can tell he's an older gentleman. Why? Because he sent me the check for $125. He didn't Venmo it. He didn't PayPal it. He didn't do other ways. He sent a check. But let me tell you what that means. That means that gentleman took his time. He said, I'm going to find out where this dude is. And he sent us a check. My team a check for $125. I want to thank you for that, because that, you know, it's like getting a letter these days or getting a card. People don't do that. They send electronic cards and they send an email going, thank you very much. People don't write letters anymore. You got to get back into that. One of my good buddies, T, told me to do the same thing because I was guilty. I was guilty of it. Anyway, I want to thank that gentleman. But he's already paid up for me giving him a backbone. Plus, he gave us a tip. He gave me that $100 and he gave me a $25 tip. Because I'm telling you, every time I talk one of you guys off the ledge, I want to send you my psychiatric bill or psychologist bill. I can't prescribe meds, so I'm just a psychologist. But there you go. If this were the case for 2016 where I talk people off the ledge, I'd be rich. I could buy the new Ferrari with the money that I would have made from that, I should say. But all that Trump has going for him, and people are worried. They're worried about, Kevin, this WooFoo thing, I don't know, man. He's in the age category. I'm like, man, Donald Trump, he may be chronologically 70-something, but in his body, you know, in his mind and spirit, oh boy, he's like 40. He's in the prime of life. He's a billionaire, 40-year-old billionaire playboy. Just think of that when you think of Donald Trump, because he is not 70-something. Joe Biden, oh yeah, aging in dog years, as I've told you. The last bastion of hope, folks, for the Democrats has been destroyed. The WooFlu couldn't take Trump out. You want to know who the WooFlu kills? I'll tell you who the WooFlu kills. It kills very old people with cancer, with kidney disease, with emphysema, is it emphysema, like an infomercial, with heart disease, with COPD, that's who the WooFlu kills. Let me just put it this way. The WooFlu is taking credit for the Grim Reaper's moves. The Grim Reaper's like, I'm going to get the WooFlu, man, because I'm tired of this dude going out there trying to take credit for my work. I feel like the Grim Reaper is going to hold a press conference and say, hey, just stop it. Media, stop. These 80-something-year-old people are not dying from the Wu flu. That's me. Look over here. Look at me. There is no I in team. Oh, man, when you read that a 98-year-old man died from Wu flu, I say to my audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, are you really that gullible? I saw an article, a 98-year-old man dies from COVID. What? Sorry, I'm not that stupid. My grandmother did not raise a fool. What's the average lifespan? You guys know? How long do people... what does it say? I remember when the average lifespan was like 70, 71, and women, of course, outlive men. A year or two, maybe more. Not many, but a few more. Maybe that's all changing, so I don't want to appear sexist. But anyway, women supposedly outlive men. So let's say it's 73 for men and 76 for women, something like that. So any man who dies after the age of 73 and any woman who dies after the age of 76 who didn't drown or get hit by a car died of old age. Isn't it really that simple? If you're past the, quote, expiration date of life and something happens to you, people go, yeah, he was 87 and he died in a freak death. It was a freak death. Unexpected. Unexpected by whom? What do you mean it's unexpected? If it's a dude and he's 86 years old and the average age of a man is 73 and he lived to be 86, it ain't unexpected. He had 13 years of holy crap. Man, look at old boy, right? But I'm telling you how people are made to think. They trick you. Learn to think. Learn to use your brain, you know, for actual reasoning and logic, and you'll figure this stuff out. Any Democrat folks, they've lost the science argument, and it's way past time for us, these masks, to go away and for us to interpret Wu flu differently.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Two British Islamic State terror suspects have been indicted in the killing of American aid workers and journalists in Syria. FBI Director Christopher Wray announced the indictments against El-Shefi El-Sheikh and Alexander Koti Wednesday morning.
The defendants are charged with terrorism offenses related to hostage-taking and killing of four Americans
as well as citizens of Great Britain and Japan. I'm pleased to confirm that they are now in FBI custody and will soon appear in federal court in the Eastern District of Virginia.
Hurricane Delta made landfall Wednesday morning on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula as a Category 2 storm, bringing dangerous winds and significant flash flooding. The National Hurricane Center says the storm will move back into the Gulf of Mexico by the end of the day and head north. It's expected to hit the U.S. Gulf Coast by this weekend. Forecasters have already begun issuing storm surge and hurricane watches in Texas, Louisiana, and Alabama. This is USA Radio News. After calling off all negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus bill, President Trump reversed course late Tuesday, tweeting that he wanted a bill to help the airlines and small businesses. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells Fox News the president is already working to find ways to offer that economic relief.
But the president has already been on the phone this morning talking to Secretary Mnuchin. The secretary and I have been talking about what we could do with standalone bills to help airlines, small businesses, and the American people with stimulus checks. So hopefully we can convince Speaker Pelosi to do something on a standalone basis.
More than 210,000 Americans have died from coronavirus infections, and the nation's top infectious disease expert fears that that number could double this winter. Speaking to a virtual event at American University Wednesday, Dr. Anthony Fauci says new models show the death toll from COVID-19 could rise to between 300 and 400,000 if action isn't taken in the fall and winter. Fauci also warned a vaccine probably wouldn't be available until at least next summer. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get right to it right now. It's your voice, your vote, which is 25 days to go. And ABC's John Carl has all the highlights from Danville, Kentucky. And John, boy, no throat clearing last night. These guys were going at it right from the start.
They sure were, George. This was a clash of ideas, a clash of styles, and I would say the liveliest vice presidential debate we have ever seen.
Before. It's been done a couple
this one
times.
Got no. Personal.
Jack Kennedy lowered tax rates, increased growth. Ronald
oh,
Reagan.
Oh, now you're Jack Kennedy.
Barb after barb. I know you're under a lot of duress to make up for lost ground, but I think people will be better served if we don't keep interrupting each other.
Well, now, let me don't just take all the 4 minutes then.
Biden was often dominant, maybe a little again, too dominant.
Jack
Republicans claimed he interrupted Ryan 82 times, often breaking out in laughter, even when Ryan was talking about Iranian nukes.
And all I have to point to...
Biden was even all smiles when he accused Ryan of basically not telling the truth.
This is a bunch of stuff. Look, here's the deal.
What does that mean, a bunch of stuff?
Well, it means it's simply inaccurate.
It's Irish.
It is. We Irish call it malarkey.
They disagreed on virtually everything, from Syria to Medicare.
Now they got a new plan. Trust me, it's not going to cost you any more. Folks, follow your instincts on this one.
They got caught.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Joe Biden cleaned Paul Ryan's clock. Not because Joe Biden's such a good debater, but because Paul Ryan stinks at debate. Paul Ryan is not a real Republican. Look, I'm not being mean-spirited towards the guy. He seems like a nice guy. Bob Woodson, an acquaintance of mine, he speaks very highly of Paul Ryan. Ryan came to his neck of the woods and walked the streets with him and tried to pretend he was going to help with the black condition. I don't know how much it did Bob at the time. Got him a little bit of press. But at the end of the day, it didn't change anything. Paul Ryan was your typical rhino Republican who kicked the can down the road and thought he was bigger than what he was because he ended up being Speaker of the House. He was worthless. And so he gets to the stage with Joe Biden, a dude who's got no political career, and he can't handle it. Biden manhandled the guy, interrupted him with silly stuff, and Ryan didn't even have the wherewithal to fight back. But here's the deal. Republicans complain, Joe Biden interrupted him, it was unfair. Let me tell you how you knew Ryan lost when they started talking about how many times you get interrupted. Getting interrupted is nothing. Do you know what comedians do? When we're on stage, you get interrupted. And you know how you know if you're worth your medal? You get those hecklers, you scare them. You heckle them back. You know, Paul Ryan had a thousand things he could have said back to Joe Biden. Well, look at this guy. He's wanted to talk. How many years you been in this business, Joe? I mean, by now, most people at your age would have retired. You know, things like that. He could have said anything. He could have said, yeah, you and that stellar record of what? What did you and your boss create? But you know why he couldn't fire back? He didn't know how. And he's a weak fighter. So here we've got Donald Trump, who did exactly, he showed how you manhandle a dude who thinks he can handle you. And he just took Joe Biden by the legs like King Kong and flippity flopped him on the ground four or five times, knocked him out and threw him back over to his podium. And the cartoons how they have the thing spinning over your head when you're woozy. It's exactly how Biden looked. He looked caught in the headlights. And now they want you to believe Biden not only won the debate, that he won in polling. That's how they want you to think. Because they're winning in so many other areas, are they not? They're winning in Black Lives Matter, right? The polls for Black Lives Matter show them going up. There's a level of support that everybody loves Black Lives Matter now, right? I mean, come on. Aren't you with me here, folks? How popular is the group? Black Lives Matter is so popular. How popular are they? Every single poll has them dropping in popularity. And not by a little, by a lot. How about that NFL? Did you check the ratings on Sunday? You watching the game? I saw a guy with a couple of my buddies. They were wearing NFL jerseys, and they gave, hey, man, this is my team right there. But nobody else commenting about these football jerseys. No, I saw it. Let me tell you right now. I was in a group of hundreds of people the other day over the weekend. And I saw two guys wearing NFL jerseys. This is Saturday and Sunday. Two out of hundreds. No NBA jerseys. And I believe one guy had a Diamondbacks jersey on, supporting MLB. What do you think that is? You think that's overwhelming support for Black Lives Matter and Joe Biden and Harris? You're getting all this information. It's all around you. All of the political spin is going on all around you. Hey, let me ask you this. You think that the general public trusts Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation? Do you think that the general public really understands and goes, oh, man, I mean, that Hunter Biden, I mean, I get it. I mean, his dad helped him out a little bit. I mean, he made a few million dollars. Yeah, I mean, so what? So what, he got kicked out of the Navy? Dishonorably discharged because he's using cocaine. So what, he marries his brother's ex-wife, his widow, brother's widow, and then leaves her for a stripper. Who cares? So what money that he's made getting from Russian oligarchs' wives, $3.5 million, ends up going back into Russia for sex trafficking and prostitution. I mean, he's still a stand-up kid. Come on, people love him. Yeah. You want to convince me of that? You want to convince me that none of the things we're talking about resonates? You don't think that finding out that Hillary Clinton actually planned the hoax of all of this stuff matters? You don't think that James Comey testifying before Congress and having a sudden bout of amnesia? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You think that all that's just going to go away, right? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Donald Trump brought it up. Nothing he says resonates, right, fake news? Nothing he says resonates, right, build the wall? Nothing he says resonates. China. No, nothing Donald Trump says resonates with the American people. How could you possibly believe that people are listening to him, even at the lowest level? I don't know. Maybe the fact that he won in 2016 when the Democrats were much more powerful than they are today? Maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. You guys tell me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The other day I played a clip of Richard Grenell, the guy that really broke a lot of this stuff open. Ratcliffe is now breaking stuff open. Grenell says the FBI is not the only agency that knows about this stuff. Other agencies do. He's frustrated. He says, let's get to it. You think we might get to it in the next few weeks? I don't know. I suspect we will. Grenell says Washington protects its own. They know how to do it. We need an outsider. Who, do you happen to know an outsider? Is there anybody? Hey, is this thing on? Is there a doctor in the house? Dr. Trump, maybe? Yeah. So, you know, we can think of these things any way you want, but as far as I'm concerned, we are right where we want to be. We've got a huge disinformation campaign. They're so scared of us that social media plots against us. The media plots against us. Let me ask you this. Do you believe social media? Do you believe Facebook? They're taking ads off of Trump, leaving up with Biden. Biden's posting lies, calling Trump a liar. Do you think people believe that Trump is still, you think they still believe he's a liar? Explain to me how you haven't left Donald Trump. Explain to me how you haven't left him, and you know Democrats who have left the Democratic Party, and you still believe he can't win. Donald Trump has moved more people to the right in the last 4 years, not because he's trying to, but just by his actions. And you, if you want to tell me there's been a mass exodus of people, Republicans who no longer support Trump, fine. I'll indulge that delusion for you a bit, but I don't know any. I don't know one. But I guarantee you, I have friends, or I shouldn't say friends. I have people who write to me who are acquaintances in one form or another who have said to me, I absolutely have moved my affiliation to Donald Trump. I talk about him periodically. I don't talk about all of them because they could take up an entire show. But I talk about this stuff because I want you to know. I want you to be aware that there are, that no matter how much you worry about it, no matter how much you want to be paying yourself, and I get it, you're playing devil's advocate. Come on, Kevin. What about this and what about that? You want to play devil's advocate, and I'll play along with you. But I'm also going to give you some sanity because all these things are happening. People are understanding what this Wu flu thing has done to them. Schools are now back in session. Kids are not going to get sick. Trump's got it. He's not going to get sick. Melania's got it. I mean, he's not going to die. Christie's got it. Many of these guys have it. They told us Herman Cain died of Wu flu. He was stage 4 cancer. They didn't happen to mention that in the news, did they? You're learning all these lies. There's a reason for it. We're going to recap Grinnell when I get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm going to do what I've done in the past. I'm going to bring all these interests together. Peaceful protesters, police chiefs, police officers, the police unions, as well as the civil rights groups in the White House and sit down and decide what are the things that need to be done to improve and help police officers. I'm the only one who's talked about increasing police budgets. When your husband goes on a call that in fact is a 911 call, it's better if he or she has with them a psychologist or psychiatrist with them, someone who knows how to deal with someone who is not all there.
Well, why not just send Dr. Jill? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to
That was a crazy, creepy, freaky, sleepy Joe Biden. And he's telling a group of people what he would do to change policing in America, how he would solve the problem. Yeah, he said he would bring all the interests together. He'd bring the peaceful protesters, not the radicals. He'd bring the peaceful ones. Then he'd bring all these police people, police chiefs. He'd bring in the civil rights activists. Then he reminds us, I'm the only guy out there talking about increasing police budgets. Lie. He's talking about defund the police. So is his running mate. Guy doesn't know which part of the Democratic agenda he supports or doesn't support. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. Yeah, this is insane. He's going to bring them all together. And then he says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something radically different. These guys responding to 911 calls, why don't these cops have psychiatrists with them? You don't know who you're going to run into. This will help him help them deal with people who are not all there. That's what he said. Deal with people who are not all there. I will tell you, their cops do run into many crazy folks. They're high on drugs. They're schizophrenic. Sure, that's going to help a machete-wielding 260-pound black dude who's spaced out on PCP, and a psychiatrist will talk him down. Sure. Happens all the time. Oh, my gosh. What a demented... Look, I don't care what your politics are. If Donald Trump said that, I would call him out. I would go like, oh, is he losing it? Is he suddenly got a brain damage? What would make him believe this is the case? Now, Trump is looking to increase budgets. He's for law and order. No question about it. He said, I'll go in, I'll solve this thing immediately. I'll solve what's going on in Portland. All they got to do is ask. They'll be asking soon. I'm making a prediction. They will be asking soon. But what Trump's going to do initially is he's going to say, we have federal property in your state. We will protect it. And that's going to start the so-called war between the Fed and the states. And this is one, I'll be honest with you, I'm a states' rights kind of guy. But I hope the Fed wins this one. I want Trump to win it. Just play the rest of that clip. It gets worse for Biden, seriously.
And so there's a lot of things we should be doing. In addition to that, I also am proposing that we spend a significantly more money on community policing. The reason it worked, my son used to be an attorney general in the state of Delaware. The idea is you get the police, you get the law enforcement together with the community so they know one another. Because that kid walking across the street with a hoodie on may be the next Poet Laureate. It doesn't mean that child is going to be in trouble. And so we got to make sure there's more communication. That's what I'm going to do as president, bring together a national commission sitting in the White House with me and working this out.
Whew, I know you feel a sense of relief because I do. Wow, finally, we're going to get another commission. We're going to get more bureaucracy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. Yeah, I point out the ironic hypocrisies of the hypocritical ironies. Is that, yeah. Yeah, I think I got it right. Of the craziness of the left. Joe Biden, lots of things we should be doing. We need to spend more money on community policing. What happened to having black cops in black neighborhoods and Chinese cops in Chinese neighborhoods and Latino cops, you know, Mexican cops in Mexican neighborhoods and all that? Because here's the deal, Joe. We shouldn't be having neighborhoods. There should not be something as a Latino neighborhood or a black neighborhood. Can't we live wherever we want? I know, Joe, you go to the black sections of your town and lecture black men on it's okay to wear a condom and black women on it's okay to say no. But you know what? In most of America, black people don't have to live in the black sections of a town. No. Poor Joe. Do you notice how he worked in his son? Bo, the good son? Did you check it out? It says,
We need to spend more money on community policing. I know because my son was the AG of Delaware. And, okay, Joe, but I didn't understand exactly what that had to do with community policing. Let me explain for the audience. It had nothing to do with it. Joe Biden was reminding us that his son was an AG, the good son. But he doesn't talk about the bad son. He talks about Bo, but he doesn't talk about Hunter. And he goes on to say, obviously the police need to know who's in the communities. Fine. Oh, but on that color line for the community policing, which he didn't say that. I implied it. But why did I imply it? Because that's what Democrats do. Democrats want black folks over black folks. That's why you have the congressional black circus clowns. They gerrymander the districts in such a way that black folks are overwhelmingly in a district and they're going to get a black overseer. You will never see a Jew, a Hispanic, and Asian over blacks. And Ted Lieu in California, anybody want to take a guess to his demographic? L-I-E-U, Lieu? Want to take a guess? Well, if you said Asian, you would be right. They put him where crazy Asians will put him into office, and enough blacks. They gerrymander the districts. Anyway, Biden goes on to say he'll do a national commission that will sit in the White House with him. That's got to be comforting to you to know that that bureaucracy is going to be in place. And the minute something breaks out, the commission will act. It will have meetings. It will spend money. It will analyze more problems. But it will do nothing. It will mimic Joe Biden's career. But here's the better news. You're never going to have to worry about it. Never going to have to worry about it. Because it's not going to happen. Joe Biden will never be president. We're going to move on. We're in the talking about law enforcement. So I want to mentioned the Polk County Sheriff, who's doing a press conference. And the presser has to do with a heinous criminal. He's got the picture up that he's holding, and they're looking for this guy. And the press decides that they want to ask a different question that they feel like is more important than the work that the Polk County Sheriff wants him is willing to talk. In other words, the press believes that they have something much more important than what the sheriff has. So here's a clip.
President Trump tested positive for COVID-19. Why don't you or any of the staff in this building wear masks?
I'm not going to answer that question. You have any other questions you want me to not answer?
That's the only questions I have for you, Sheriff Trump.
Okay. President Trump comes here, you don't have to wear a mask either.
So I'd gone to an event where they weren't wearing masks, 2,500 people in St. Louis, and it was a shocker. It felt so good. The mask wars continued. Joe Biden, says something like, the Trump got the Wu flu because he didn't wear his mask. That's a lie. It has nothing to do with that. But I love this sheriff. I think he's out of Florida. And he's just no nonsense. They got bigger things on their plate. As I mentioned, that presser appeared to be based on a guy, a heinous criminal. And they're having a press conference about this. And that's the question that's on the mind of the media. Is why aren't you wearing your mask? I bet by now you've run into somebody that's given you some sort of grief about the mask. I've told you a couple of my stories. I'm still amazed at how easily people flip on this issue. You go places now and people look at you like you're crazy if you don't have a mask on. Next door, they're talking about it. And my answer is very simple. I'm not sick. Why would I wear a mask?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.